This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, I mean, I think Jaden has did a phenomenal job being able to have us buy time and just giving us a shot to be downfield. Obviously, the way the game went, we feel like we probably left a lot of points on the board, and just allowing us to be able to go out there, find a way to win, just shows a testament to the character of the team. We're never going to give up, whether it's 20 seconds or 12 seconds or 60 minutes. So we got a lot of belief in the guys in this locker room, and it was a really good game.
How often do you guys practice that play? I'm just curious.
We talk about it. You rep it in walkthroughs. You're never going to ask guys in practice at the end of a practice to go sprint 60 yards on field for a play where a lot of guys are jumping up to one another. So rarely do you rep it full speed in the NFL, but I think it's a testament. Guys have played a lot of football in this league. Guys know that play like the back of their hand. And so I'm kind of the jumper. You got a receiver kind of behind me, probably 5 yards back, another guy in front of me. And it was just a play that I don't know if I got a hand on the ball, but it's almost a hockey assist where I went up for the ball and the guy maybe tipped it up and then it fell right to Noah.
Yeah, I've watched it several times. It looks like Stevenson got his hand on it. Your hand may have skimmed it, but you went up. Noah's behind you. Terry's in front of you. So that is the design, to have somebody behind and somebody in front in case it gets batted either way. What are you supposed to do at your height? It's obvious why you're on the field with your hands, your athleticism, but are you supposed to tap it backwards into the end zone or try to catch it?
Yeah, the first job is try and go up and get the ball, but by the time I jumped, it felt like I had two hands on my shoulder pads kind of holding me down, so I really just stuck out a hand and kind of just gave someone a shot. I didn't really design it to go backwards. I don't even know for sure if I got the hand on it, but no, it was there in the right place, and it was just phenomenal that it just floated right into his hands like that.
I am curious, and I doubt that this is the case, but because of your size and your athletic ability, would you have been out there on defense?
We got a lot of guys on defense. We have not talked about me going out there on past teams. I've been a guy that has to go out there. But I prefer those defensive guys to go out there and do it. I don't want to play defense. I don't play defense.
Right.
If they ask me to, I would go out there. But we got a lot of guys on defense. Jeremy Chan immediately jumps to mind. The guy is a freak athlete, 6'3", long arms. He's probably a guy that you'd want out there jumping as well. So we've never talked about it. I've done it in the past, but I got a lot of confidence that our guys in the other situation.
One of the reasons I asked is it seems like the rule defensively, right, is nobody gets behind you.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know exactly what they're taught. But I don't know if you remember Rob Gronkowski going out there on the Hail Mary situation, and I'm not trying to look like that. So for me, it's just going out there and whatever they ask me to do, I'll do, but I'm glad I was able to be on offense for it.
Have you ever been a part of one of these that was successful?
I have not been a part of it. Crazy to be a part of it for the first time. And obviously the vibes are high after a game like that.
Take us into the locker room. The reaction to this one with coaches, teammates was what?
Jubilant, I think. I don't know if just so much joy. I mean, we should have put up so many more points in our eyes as an offense. I don't know if that game should have even come down to that. But for us to believe the way we did and that never stopped, the 10-yard out that he threw to Terry was a huge part of that. If we're 10 yards further behind, we're not able to throw a Hail Mary. So there's just little plays that continually add up in a football game, and you can't stop believing.
So true. The play before that, to take that sideline with 6 seconds and to get it done in 4 seconds, really set up the opportunity to go for that. You've pretty much answered my next question, and that is, you know, before all of the shenanigans started over the last couple of minutes and the last few seconds, it just seemed like you guys had dominated the game, and yet you were behind inexplicably almost.
Yeah, like you said, I mean, guys were – we felt as an offense, we did not hold up our end of the bargain today. The defense played phenomenally. Special teams played well. But as an offense, we got a lot to improve on. I mean, I know the stats are going to be favorable, but whenever we got, seemed like from the 40-yard in, and I was a culprit of it on the touchdown. I don't know if it was a touchdown or not, but they ruled it incomplete, and I just got to find a way to come up with that ball. And so, yeah, we won the game, but my mindset is I got to make one more play for this team, and that game's not coming down to that. So that's my mindset, and I know there's a lot of guys in the locker room with that same mindset.
Yeah, I was going to ask you. I mean, that was such a close call. It was challenged. It was upheld. Did you think you caught it and maintained possession to the ground in the end zone?
I thought it was a touchdown, obviously. I don't think it should have been ruled incomplete to start with, but I feel like when it's close like that, you're probably going to stick with the ruling on the field. So I'm not surprised they didn't overturn it based on what I saw on the film, per se. But at the same time, it felt like it shouldn't have never got to that point.
How did Jaden look to you?
He looked like himself. I mean, the dude is the leader of the team. People will call him a rookie. I was just telling some of these other reporters, you know, I think the rookie label has got to be off. The guy is just one of the best players on our team, the leader of this team. The dude lead plays with his heart and soul each and every week for us. And so the rookie label is off to me.
Yeah, I kind of agree with that. Physically, though, did he look 100% to you?
He looked like himself. Yeah, I can't. He was the same Jaden.
I'm sorry, say that again.
To me, he was the same Jaden. Sorry.
When did you have a sense that he would play and he would start today?
I honestly didn't know exactly what the plan was. Just allow the coaches to do what they do. Jaden do what he does, and I was just being focused on being the best version of myself.
One more for Zach Ertz. You've won a Super Bowl. I mean, you caught the game-winning touchdown pass in Super Bowl 52. You've played on some very good football teams. I'm not asking you if this is a Super Bowl contending team, but on a night like tonight, I'll ask you this. What's possible for this team?
The opportunity to go 7-2. I know you don't want to hear that answer, but I think we're just continually building this thing, continually get better. We preach ascending each and every week, and I think that's the what I love about this team. We got a locker room full of guys that love the process, love practicing, focus on getting better every week. And I know guys are going to come in tomorrow, watch the film, and they're going to be the hardest on themselves. And so I can't say how far we're going to go. That's for everyone else to talk about, but for us, focus on being 7-2 next week.
Zach Ertz, everybody, I really appreciate you making time for me. Congrats on this incredible night, on this incredible win. Good luck next week against the Giants. Thanks.
All right, thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.